Hello and welcome to Goddess Resurrection. My name is Britta and I am your host. And today's episode is episode 14 of season 2. And we're talking about slow and steady. Before we get started, how are you? How are you, my gorgeous sisters? I hope you are breathing and feeling and you're really honoring yourself and moving through this process by listening to yourself, right? Feeling your way forward, listening to yourself, going within, trusting yourself to deeper and deeper and deeper levels, trusting your visions, trusting your knowing, trusting your intuition, your guidance, all of that beautiful soul communication that is really enhancing now. So from here, slow and steady. Go ahead and keep breathing. Low and slow. As I'm talking, get yourself into your feminine energy. Go ahead and breathe yourself into your feminine energy alignment. And from here, I want to talk about a client of mine who she's very, very well on her path of light embodiment, understands the feminine energy, understands her responsibility and her job, right? Her commitment to this practice. She knows it's not always easy to be in her feminine energy and stay in the feminine energy, and she gets pulled out and she's on her way to really anchoring in that connection to where she keeps coming back, has longer and longer and longer times in her feminine energy, right? And she's really recognizing the benefits and how it's making her life feel so much better, how she's feeling better in herself, in the trusting of her timing, right, of her own soul's path. So long story short, she's well advanced. Now, she had never done any kind of a medicine ceremony before. And she came across this wonderful, wonderful offering that was done by, you know, a bunch of women and a bunch of maestras. And so she was going to go down to Mexico and join this group of women to take these medicine journeys. And she was there for 4 medicine journeys. She was there. It was very powerful, right? So she really understood the opening. One of the main openings that she experienced was the connection with Mother Earth. She had that huge, huge opening to Mother Earth and felt the love. She said, the love, Britta, the love. It was more than words can describe, the love from Mother Earth, the love of the oneness, the love experience of how we're being held, of how we're being supported, of how she is here to be this platform, to be this, you know, stage for us to play human on, and how unconditionally and deeply she is supporting us humans and loving us humans. Humans, of course, in quotation marks, because, you know, we all know and we all are aware, and so is Mother Earth, that we're all souls and we're all spirit and we're all light incarnated, right? And so is Mother Earth. She just has a bigger body. And so that was one of the big experiences that she had. And then the other experience was that she was taken into the being shown of the wisdom of all of humanity, all of the religions and cultures and scriptures and all of the places of wisdom and worship and You know, she was shown, so it looked like a large, extremely large village that she was shown, right? And all of these different places were from the different cultures, from the different languages, right? From all of the times and places that came before us now, right? Because there's been lots and lots of wisdom through so many different cultures. So she was shown it all, and it was one great big village. It's all part of the same vein. It's all part of the same light, knowledge. Yes. And so we are accessing it all through different places at different times, depending on where we're at. So she was being shown this experience and this understanding of that. Yes. It's all one. There is no separation between any of it. And more importantly, we have access to it all, right? When we are opening our brains, when we are opening through the feminine energy, we have access to all of the information, all of the guidance, all of the wisdom. We dimension travel through the right hemisphere through the feminine energy, right? So she was shown all of this and was grateful beyond and felt blessed and filled with love. And so she came home and took a few days to herself, away from the family, away from the kids, away from the husband, just to have a few days to really integrate it all and to really, you know, digest it. So she did that, and we weren't able to work for 2 weeks because, you know, for 2 weeks after any medicine, it's better not to adjust. It's better not to get in, right? Because the medicine is still at work, it's still present. So we connected 2 weeks after this experience, and she was like a little deflated. She was a little bit like, oh, she's like, Britta, where is the love? Where is the connectedness? Where is it? Where is it all? Where is everything that I saw? Where is everything that I felt? Where is it? I'm looking at the world and I'm looking at the community and I'm looking at people, and everybody is so disconnected and everybody is so out of sync and everybody is just rushing and forcing. And what is happening? And so, hence the title of today's podcast, Slow and Steady. Slow and steady wins the race, and it is the way of the ascension process. So from here, let me jump to the timeline subject, because yes, of course we're jumping timelines, and that is what my client did, right? She had timeline jumps where she saw more, felt more, knew more, remembered more, right? Because in the end, it's just a remembering. And so we are having these timeline shifts more and more so now, not necessarily because of medicine, just because we're breathing and because we're connecting within and we're staying in the feminine energy longer and we're opening our minds and our hearts and our energies to receiving more of ourselves, more of our true selves, more of our high light vibration. So these experiences are definitely happening more and more. Intuitions are sharpening, right? We're having visions, and especially with these eclipses, these past eclipses, we're all being shown more of what's next, of our own goal and path and purpose and what may come in terms of relationships, right? We're all seeing and knowing and being shown more. Now, it's very important to remember that even though we're being shown more, or we can see more, feel more, sense more, or have a knowing of what is to come, or like my client, you know, was really in the experience of the wisdom, of the truth, of it all, Yes. So she was there. It was very comfortable for her. It wasn't even new news. It was just so powerful and so real, right? And so tangible that she really felt that drop, right? She really felt that drop. She's like, where did it all go? Where did it all go? How come I couldn't hold on to it? And so slow and steady wins the race because your physical body, our physical bodies, our temples are only able to adjust to the higher frequencies. So we're raising our vibrations now. Yes, we're doing the work. We're staying in the breath. We're staying in the feminine energy. We're allowing ourselves to flow with life. We're allowing ourselves to feel good more often and allow that and embrace that and come back to that and make that the most important thing. Yes. And so we're raising our vibrations gradually. And gradually is really the key way to go with it. Slow and steady wins the race. This gradual raising of the vibration is what we are able to hold as we're leveling up to higher and higher levels of frequency of light vibration. We are getting used to it, right? And because we're doing it gradually, it's not too intense. We're able to assimilate it. We're able to, really work with it. And most importantly, the body is able to adjust, attune, because our bodies are really doing so much of the work right now. And it's very, very, very important to remember that the physical body, the temple, is only able to adjust to the changes, to the growth, to the expansion, to the vibrational increases degree by degree, by degree, by degree. Hence, slow and steady wins the race. It is that pace where we go with our own timing, where we trust the timing of our own lives. And this is what we really want to come back to as it's good and well, right? It's good and well to have these mind-opening, heart-opening bursts of lightness and bliss or peace, knowing, right, whatever it is in the moment, and we know it's real. But don't try to hold on to it, because holding on to it or trying to hold on to it is you may as well try to hold on to a handful of water. You cannot. You cannot, because you have to let your body and your brain and your subconscious and all parts of you, including your ego body, adjust. You need to understand that this is not a one-time overnight, let me press a button and you're done and you're ascended kind of a thing. And we need to be patient with ourselves, and we need to be patient with the process, and we need to be patient with our bodies, right, through this process. Because the body, the physical body, the physical vessel is forming our light body, right? So the body is not only purging, it is also then, in response to the purging, embodying more light. And as we are embodying more light, we are becoming lighter. And all parts of us have to get used to becoming lighter, especially the body. Yes. And so as we are becoming lighter and we're getting used to it and we're forming more light body and we're beginning to feel great more often and we're beginning to feel the flow more often and more steadily, greater increases are happening, right? And so then we're needing to assimilate it again, over and over, to deeper and deeper levels. And this is a big process. And so what is very important about this wisdom is that So my client, she's had these amazing experiences, these visions, this information, this beautiful love feeling, right? She was filled with love. And that's there. It's there. Even though she's not able to see it, sense it, feel it, touch it, smell it right now, it's there. It's not like it's gone. It's not like it went away. Or I was imagining it, or was it really real, or was it just the medicine? No, it's there. It was real. She knows it was real. You know it was real. I know it was real. Because we are not only having these experiences in ceremony, we also have these experiences quite often now, if you are doing the work, right? And so, it doesn't mean that it's gone. It's just now being integrated, right? It's being integrated through all of the bodies, through all of the systems, through the DNA, through the nervous system. It is being now assimilated into existence. And that takes time and it takes effort on the body's part, remembering that the body is fully conscious. Your body is just as conscious as Mother Earth. Your body is filled with intelligence, filled with wisdom, filled with all of the information it needs for your soul's journey. Your body is exactly designed for your soul's journey. Your body knows exactly what to do. And so, the more that you can be patient with your body and this process, the better. Right? Feminine energy, stay in the patience, practice breath. And then letting it all happen, letting it all be. Because what my client is experiencing, in terms of that drop, it is really more of the old energy now purging in response to that high frequency exposure. So remember, that is a part of this process, of this journey. We're continuously purging more, deeper levels of whatever the old patterns are: fear, victimization, judgment, doubt, personalization of things, of experiences. Having sense of hopelessness about the state of the world. Believing the old paradigm, believing that, the age, or, believing that, oh, this is never going to get better, right? These old beliefs of separation, of discrimination, all of these old beliefs are being purged out. And for all of us, it's slightly unique, of course, depending on our own soul's journey and path and where we have been and what we have already purged in other lifetimes and what we're purging now. So do not compare. Don't ever compare yourself to anybody else. Just know everybody is on their own journey, on their own path. And as this purging continues, as you know, then more light will fill in. So it's this balance back and forth, back and forth. The two sides of the coin continuously shifting and changing, purging, leveling up, purging, leveling up, purging, leveling up. And so sometimes we're being exposed to these high frequencies of truth, like my client. And then in response to that, because it pushes to the surface deeper levels of density that cannot stay any longer, right? Because there's such a belief as this scripture or this religion or this belief or this way of being is the only way. This is the right way. Yes. And so that has to go when we're being exposed to high frequency truth. So it is this continuous process, and we have to be wise enough to know what is happening, wise enough to understand, no, it's not away. It's not, didn't go away. It doesn't disappear. You're just processing it. And then you will come into that level of completion of this processing, completion of this assimilation, completion of this integration. And from there, lightness sets in again, and greater sense of peace and greater sense of flow and greater sense of trust. Yes, this is all part of the process. And another, big pattern that's really being cleared now through these eclipses is also fear of living in a human body, fear of lack of safety, being in the body, that's being cleared to big, big, big levels. And the other one is not trusting self, not trusting light, not trusting other people, not trusting your lover, not trusting the government, not trusting the process, right? The lack of trust. And then also recognizing what should we even trust and what should we not trust, right? Do we really continue to put trust in other people? Or do we begin to really fully and deeply trust ourselves? Because we never have control over other people or organizations or governments. We don't, right? We can only control ourselves. We can only be in charge of ourselves. So to trust self is really the ascended form of living, right? To deepen the trust in self. And from this place of our own deepened trust, we then learn to trust ourselves, and we know and we sense and we feel who's in the light and who isn't. But at large, we're purging the disappointments. We're purging the betrayals. We're purging the times when our trust was broken by others. So that's a big theme of what is coming out right now. So, everybody again to their time and place of where they're at on a soul level. But the main point here is don't chase. Don't chase, don't try to hold on to that handful of water. Don't chase the feeling good. Don't chase the experience of peace. Don't chase, don't try to, oh, what did I do that made me feel so good? What did I do? Let me do that again, right? So again, balance, balance, balance. You have to learn to know when to flow with it, when to breathe and feel because you're purging, and when to continue with the practices to get back into that inner deepening process still, right? Because when we're purging, when we're in a moment of purging, that is not the time to start, oh, let me try what I did before. That made me feel better. Let me try what I did before. It really opened me up. Let me try what I did before because it really had me see and sense and feel that greatness, that light, that peace, that strength, that joy, right? So it's important for you to now discern the moments that you are in, the levels that you are moving through, the cycles that you are in, small and large. When you are moving through a layer of purging, stay present. Don't judge it. Don't try to escape it. Don't, think it's something bad, but be present with it unconditionally as the light, seeing it through the eyes of your light, recognizing that this is all part of the process, being loving, being patient, being supportive with yourself. It is that two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back process. Do not chase the feel good. Do not chase the openings, right? So stick with what is, stay with what is, understand what is, of course, Purging, commit to it, embrace it, be present to it. And then coming back into, okay, all right, let me take that walk. Let me go within. Let me reconnect with myself. Let me ground. Let me breathe. Let me love my body. Let me communicate with my body. Let me make myself a nice meal, right? Nourishing and self-supporting and self-loving. Ooh, it's time for me to go and have some fun, right? Or what would I like to do right now? Ask yourself, what would feel good right now? So coming back to those practices when you've completed the purging. So remember, do not chase the feel good, because both experiences are equally important. Two sides of the coin, a part of the same coin, equally important. So make sure you pay attention to that. Make sure you're staying very aware of it. Now, in terms of manifestations, if you've really been on an expansion path where you've had vision or downloads or guidance on what it is for you to do, what it is that is your mission, what it is that is your purpose, but you're not there and things aren't moving as quickly as you would like them to, right? If you've moved somewhere and you've thought that everything is just going to open up so fast, but it's not. Slow and steady. Trust that the guidance that got you there, which is you, right? Your higher self, your soul self, your light self. Trust that you are going to continue to guide you. You will continue to receive the guidance. But again, slow and steady. Patience, patience, patience. Because you are, no matter where you're at, no matter what your focus has been, no matter what you are committed to, slow and steady. Practice patience. Listen within. Trust yourself. Be present to what is. And if you're in a moment in a day or a few days of purging, stay present with that, like I've said. But more importantly, really work with it. It's very important to not let your ego be that old, annoying voice of, I should be further ahead, or I should be doing this, or why am I not doing this, or how come I'm still feeling this way, or I want to really make things happen and I can't, and why is this, right? So this annoying, impatient voice that is the ego conditioning, that is the old masculine-based ego conditioning. Don't let it. You have to now be the boss. You have to now be in charge. You have to now be the wise one for yourself, for your own timing, for your own process, for your own journey. It is up to you. You're the captain of your boat, right? So make sure you stay steady. Steady within that vibration, because just because you're purging doesn't mean your vibration is lowering. Not at all. What would lower your vibration is the annoying ego talk, the and the huffing and the puffing and the complaining and the whining and the but I should and I want to be and that's what lowers your vibration. Not the purging itself. So how you steady your vibration, how you steady yourself, is by understanding what is happening and working with it, right? From the maturity of yourself, from your ability to be in charge of you and your process, because you can and because you are the beautiful light. So as the light, you see it, you know exactly what is happening. As the light, you know. So yes, so don't chase the feel good, practice patience. Don't let the ego take you into the old paradigm perspectives of the shoulding all over the over yourself, the doubting, the what ifing, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, right? Really, really, really now stay in your center, work with what is present, and be the light. Be the light no matter what the experience within, because it will continue to shift and change as you are leveling up, because this is the process. And when it's great, embrace that, love it. And when it isn't, be okay with that too. Okay, my gorgeous sisters, keep breathing, keep feeling, keep holding space for yourself, and see if you can really be in the acceptance and enjoyment of this very magical time that we are in, knowing that those visions that you've had for yourself, that hope that you're holding for yourself, that knowing that you know is the truth, whatever it is, maybe all of the above, that's still there. That's still there. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just, you know, just keep moving toward it. And when the time is right, you, your higher self, your light, you, your soul, you will move yourself forward. Absolutely. Of course you will. But just don't rush it. Right? Stay in the present. Stay in the moment. Stay in the breath. Stay with what is from a place of your light. Thank you so much for your presence. Thank you so much for your beautiful light that you are bringing onto this earth. And I'm sending hugs and kisses, love and light blessings to you and yours. Ciao for now.